Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning.
Shut up, Brock.
8:43, Brock Hunter.
Morning. What's up?
Oh, happy Wednesday. Hump day. Hump day. Right. It is Wednesday, right? Yeah, it is. Okay.
I think so. Just
trying to keep the days straight. Well, folks, we got to get to it. Everyone's new favorite bit. It's time for your Plan B morning
is
show.
It?
We don't know.
Started
I'm just
it yesterday.
Say
how is it everybody's favorite
that's
bit
how,
already?
That's how great it is. It's everyone's favorite
See,
bit
you can't
already.
Just label things like that. I mean, I guess
I have the microphone. I can do whatever I want.
You're setting us up for failure. Now what if it isn't everybody's favorite bit?
Yeah, like in a week, the boss calls like, it's not a good bit. Stop doing it. It's like, okay.
Scrap that.
To be fair, none of our bits are really that good. You know what I mean? We just kind of...
Yeah, you just talk them up like they are.
Yeah. And figure it's kind of like, if you believe it, it's true, right? Then it's true. Anyway.
Let's lean into it. Let's see what happens.
Do everyone's new favorite bit. It's the greatest in all of
Everyone.
The world. It's time for your stupid quickies. Good music. I mean, at least we got that going for us.
sounds like somebody's really frumpy walking around.
Quiet it. How about this? Only 10% of people read and respond to comments below articles online. Those commenters tend to be male and over the age of 50. Look, if you're at a point in life where you're aggressively commenting on articles, find a new hobby.
Just typing in anger. I'm going to get my point across.
Just refreshing that page, waiting to see if anybody responded to your ridiculous statement.
Yeah.
God, some people just thrive on that. Just.
Keyboard warriors, man. They're everywhere.
Everyone's going to hear what I have to say. No one's going to see it. No one's going to see it, John. All right, let it go.
What's worse, those people are the people that don't think that anything they type, people can see.
That's it. The cringy ones are like, oh, you realize people can see that, right? Nah, don't care.
You're looking real hot, baby.
You're alluding to the guys that comment on chicks' photos. Yeah.
Exactly.
If you were my girl, all right.
I'd do this to you, blah, blah, blah. Dude, everybody can see that. Do you know that?
I'm embarrassed for you, okay?
It's I love not reading it. It's great.
Good. There you go. Get to commenting. How about this? Amazon jacked up the price of Prime 20% in Europe. Take that, Europe. Take that. Not here.
America, huh?
Not here in America. I'm sure it's coming. Jeff Bezos needs to build another penis rocket, so I'm sure it's coming.
He already jacked it up once, didn't he? Here in America, wasn't it?
I think
originally?
So. Yeah, Prime went up, but I don't think 20%. Here, honest question, Hunter. What would Jeff Bezos need to do to you personally to make you not use Prime?
I mean, it is really convenient. It is really nice. He's got that baby set up pretty nice.
I mean,
it would take a lot. I mean, it's
choking out grandma, maybe. Maybe then be like, look, grandma, just take this.
I don't know. It's Prime. It's really amazing. Anything you can think of, you could literally type into Amazon. I mean, oh, there it is.
There it is. Boom. And it's fairly reasonable. And even better, you can get it same day, certain things. Same day shipping.
Everything in the world. Is in an Amazon warehouse somewhere nearby.
So, I mean...
How big are these buildings?
Oh, they're big, man. They're big. Yeah, I don't care how many penis rockets he builds. He could choke out grandma if I'm getting that free two-day shipping.
Choke out grandma, huh?
Choking out grandma. After that, I might start getting a little upset, okay? Not both grandmas. Just one.
Love my grandma.
Home Depot selling a giant crab statue. For $1,539 if you're into that thing.
Wait, what?
Home Depot selling a giant crab statue for
$1,539. Crab people. Is that like one of those?
No, I think it's just an actual giant crab. Like just, you know, with a little.
Didn't you get one of those in college?
I got multiple. All right, let's get it right.
Crabs.
They were called giant crabs, so I have that distinction.
Yeah,
only
guy
to ever get
version,
that.
Huh?
Only guy to ever get giant crabs. Crazy.
What's it look like? Is it like holding its claws up, like
giving you the middle claw? Like, no, I don't. It's,
you know,
just a big crab. I don't know. You're asking more questions than I plan on answering about a giant crab.
$1,500. I want to know
what I'm getting.
What my money's going towards.
What'd you look to it? Go to their website, homedepot.com. Lastly, in your stupid quickies, the U.S. is number one in the world in monkeypox cases. USA!
Oh,
USA! USA!
Cheering.
Hey, at least we're number one in something, man. We're ranked like 86th in child education and, you know, 100th in healthcare. But
one in monkeypox.
USA. USA. USA.
Stop cheering. Stop cheering. That's not something we cheer.
No, we're number one, baby. We're number one, son. All right,
so,
folks.
It just sounds terrifying. I'm sorry. Monkeypox. I don't know.
No, maybe
it sounds rampant.
Maybe it's cute. Maybe it's fun. I don't know.
No, it's not a cute monkey. When you say monkeypox, it reminds me of like.
What, getting an STD from a silverback? Is that what you.
You know, like, it just doesn't sound good. Exactly. That thing's got monkeypox.
Doesn't matter. Number one. USA! 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 All right, folks, that is your stupid quickies for today. We're going to take a break. Your comedian.
But his new favorite bit
is Nikki Carr.